You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. Hey, Dad.
Laura, oh, I wish I was there. It has been cold and rainy here, and I hear the weather is just great there. So soon and very soon, we'll get to be in California.
Totally, yes. I know. That will be awesome to have you out here. I was actually thinking about you this morning because my kids were folding some paper, and it reminded me of, do you remember when you were starting Leadership Edge and you made all those brochures?
Yes.
And I got to help fold some of them, which, I mean, it felt like a pretty important job for a, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, something like that. But, and then I pretty quickly started creating my own brochures for any number of businesses.
I do remember that. Yes.
I plan to start. But anyways, I just had a flashback to our brochure days this morning. So.
Oh, dear. That's a fun memory. Gosh, yeah. At that time, I was just trying to almost do self-publishing before self-publishing was a thing.
Yeah.
And it was quite an adventure.
Yeah, totally. Well, and I guess that it's funny that I was thinking about that this morning because it kind of very generally ties into our topic for today. So today, Dad, we're talking about mobilizing potential and purpose, why Leadership Edge began. So maybe you could kind of set the stage for us before we jump in too much and tell us a little bit about, like, your life at this time when you began Leadership Edge.
Yeah, well, Leadership Edge was incorporated in the state of Texas in 1993. And at that time, I was 39 years old and had kind of a, mix-match kind of background. I had a bachelor's degree in religion. I had a master's of divinity degree, but I had owned and managed a small business for 12 years and been a part of a group that helped plant a church, and then through planting the church had helped start a college ministry on a volunteer basis at Texas Christian University, and then in 1990 sold the business and went to work for the church as their college pastor. So I was this 39-year-old guy who had a lot of, like, religious background, religious training, some business background and training, and was kind of an interesting person. I remember in those years when people would ask my dear mother what her son did, it was always a little bit complicated for her to explain exactly what it was I was doing. So anyhow, but I think she finally figured out a way to do it.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay. So that kind of, like, sets the stage of, like, who you were, what was going on with you. So now let's tie it back into our episode title, Mobilizing Potential and Purpose. So what is the potential and purpose that you saw, or how did God kind of weave this all together in the formation of Leadership Edge?
Yeah, well, I think in 1993, in those years, it was an interesting time for Christianity in America. We had come through the 1980s and both the presidency of Ronald Reagan, who was then followed by George H.W. Bush as president. It was a time where I think evangelical Christians felt that we were in some ways on the ascendancy, that we were, as would be said back then, we were taking back the country. Never was quite sure what that meant, but you know, it was a time that that as evangelicals, we, I think, were feeling pretty good about things. But then as we got into the 90s, we began to see, you know, different things happening in our country and our culture that maybe caused us to see that maybe the church and especially biblical influence throughout the culture was not as strong as we had hoped.
Huh.
And also helped us to see that in some ways that was our problem. Like maybe we weren't doing as good a job at building vision for living all of life for the Lord as we thought we were. And so the idea of potential and purpose, at that time I worked with university students at TCU, and most of them, God was not calling into professional ministry. He was calling into accounting or business or consulting or banking or being a lawyer or doctor, you know, school teacher, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And as I would look at those students, they weren't getting a lot of encouragement from their campus ministers or their pastors around a vision for all of their life counting for God, and that it was really important and strategic that they went into business. A lot of times the messaging that they were hearing was, well, if you really want to, you know, count for God, you should go on staff with a Christian organization or a church. But if somehow you can't, like, talk God into doing that, then maybe having a job is okay. If you can lead a Bible study at lunch or, you know, share the gospel sometime, but the other hours you're there every day, there wasn't really much of a sense that God had a plan or purpose, unless maybe you were making enough money to support missionaries. And so there, you know, this was before Tim Keller's Every Good Endeavor and so many of the businesses' missions kind of emphases now. And so I would see these young people, and they really felt that God was calling them into business, but then they were really wondering, is that even something God would do? And we're getting no support, and and here's how to do this. Here's how to be in, say, business consulting and live a God-honoring life.
Mm-hmm.
And so tons of potential, tons of purpose that God had for them that was not being mobilized well in many situations. And as I saw that happening, I remember specifically one day walking beside Clark Dormitory at TCU with a student who was just in turmoil because they really wanted their life to count for God and yet were feeling called to business and were being told by others that that was kind of a wasted life. I remember as I was talking to him that day just thinking, this is a travesty. Like, this is not biblical. This is not right for, you know, really bright men and women who are called by God into business to not be launched with more, you know, vision and equipage and support and encouragement and specific help than they're getting. And it was at that point that I began to think maybe God would call me to be a part of filling in some of that need.
Yeah. And so, like, I guess as that, as you were kind of seeing, like, these students with all this potential and that God did have purposes for them, but they just didn't, they weren't clear on what that was, I guess, did you immediately kind of, I guess, how did you come to the current vision for Leadership Edge? Was that a pretty immediate thing, or was that something that kind of developed over time? How did that all weave together?
Yeah, well, the vision for Leadership Edge is to bless and redirect culture towards God-honoring leadership. And the way we do that is by providing authentic life-on-life mentoring that impacts the entire life of God-honoring leaders. And so I began to think, at that time I was a church college pastor, and I was beginning to think, I wonder if a college pastor would have a lot of credibility in knowing how to equip people going into business. Because, you know, by that time I knew that, you know, kangaroos have kangaroos and rabbits have rabbits, and we tend to multiply what we are.
Yeah.
And pastors tend to multiply pastors. And so I was thinking, if I could somehow be retooled, almost like reformatted, and leveraging some of the experience that I'd had in business, though it was a very small business that I led, that maybe starting a leadership development organization that wasn't, you know, a traditional campus ministry of, you know, large group worship, Bible studies, and some kind of evangelistic training and outreach, but that was built around developing God-honoring leaders for their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches, that maybe in that context, from that angle, we would have both better credibility and better practical tools to equip these young men and women. And so it was really a recasting of my life, and yet in some ways it was leveraging all the parts of my life. Like my dad had been a serial entrepreneur, and so I saw him start and run a number of different businesses. I had been a part of both starting and running a business for 12 years, and then starting, helping to plant a church that had sprung up there in Fort Worth. And so I did have a bachelor's in religion. I did have a seminary degree. I had led a college ministry, but was really leveraging a lot of the other things that helped me to be more of a credible, helpful voice in equipping people for living out their faith in all of their lives. And again, to help the potential and the purpose of their life not to be wasted. And I do want to be careful here. What I'm saying is not in any way meant to be a critique of college pastors or campus ministers. Some of the dearest friends and people I respect most are college pastors and campus ministers. I think at that point, there weren't many great examples of people in those roles who were really skilled at building into people going into business in a way to where they would have just as much a sense of calling and accountability and vision for their lives as someone going into to a ministry role. And so that was, I guess, the gap that I felt like God was wanting me to step into.
Yeah, that's cool. So I can see how, like, some of your experiences and, like, business experience and ministry experience, how God had kind of been putting those things together in you. I'm sure that this was not, like, to try to start something new like this, obviously you couldn't do that alone. So tell me, like how who were the people that God joined early on with you to help get Leadership Edge off the ground? Did this make sense to them right away, or did they kind of help shift things? How were they needed in pursuing the vision that God had put on your mind and heart?
Well, one is your mom. You know, Janet, this would have been impossible to have done without Janet's, you know, support, her belief in it, her speaking into it and helping to shape it. And increasingly over the years, her being involved in it, where now she's the director of our women's services. So I don't know how it could have been done apart from Janet's support and help. But I think along with that, our original board members were Harold Bullock, who was the pastor of the church we were part of and that I'd worked at. And then Randy Boitz, who is my closest friend and is was an accountant at that time in Fort Worth, Texas. And then Rod Sanders, who at that time owned a telemarketing business, and he was an original board member and a very generous donor to Leadership Edge. So Janet and those three men were the ones who especially early on came around this idea, spoke into it, and helped with it. And then after that first year when we were in Texas, kind of 93 to 94, then the board, really it was on Valentine's Day. So it was, we're recording this in mid-February. It was not too far from right when we're recording a number of years ago, that the board decided that God was leading us to actually launch this in Durham and related to Duke University. And so we came to Duke, and I met a young man named Lex Wolf, who at that time was the president of the Interfraternity Council at Duke University, and was very interested in building some leadership development programming in the Interfraternity Council, and put together a pretty high-level advisory board. There were board of trustee members on it and senior administrators, and I was the leadership development guy. And through that began a great working relationship with Sue Wasilik, who has for years and years been the dean of students at Duke University and was an early friend and help. And then Will Williman, who was the former dean of the chapel, similarly, and then as we got planted in Durham, Black Knoll Presbyterian Church has been a great support of Leadership Edge. The church that we're a part of, Church of the Good Shepherd, similarly has been a great support. So a lot of people have come around, and all of them have been very helpful and timely in terms of their involvement. I think that we've talked on the podcast before that that networking is a secular term for God's sovereignty, and that you get to know people, and then over time you begin to get a sense of God's purposes in you meeting. And so really what Leadership Edge is today on a human perspective is really just kind of a sequencing of relationships that God brought together, both with people who were being mentored, in those days college students who were being mentored through Leadership Edge, and through donors and board members and leaders of organizations that were supportive, that helped us to become what we, 27 years later, what we are now. And, you know, the thing you hate with a recorded thing is I'll listen to this recording and say, why didn't I mention this person or that person? There are so many people that have made Leadership Edge into what it is today. And I wouldn't even know how in a 20 to 30 minute podcast be able to thank them all, but a lot of them.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Well, and like you said, that was 27 years ago that you kind of saw like this need for like students to understand how their potential fit with God's purposes. So tell me, like, I mean, it's kind of, it, as you're talking, it's so obvious to me, wow, God was like orchestrating all these things in your life and all these relationships. I'm interested to hear, like, what have you seen God do through Leadership Edge to help fill this gap of mobilizing potential and purpose?
Yeah, well, you know, now there's hundreds of people across the U.S. and in some other countries who have been mentored through Leadership Edge, and who our life vision statement of by God's grace to step forward as God's man or woman in my spheres of influence to serve His purposes for His glory, that is the vision of their life. And so just spread across the country and really across the world are people who the trajectory of their life has been shaped and changed. And in a lot of ways, the potential and purpose that God had for them has been leveraged well because of their involvement with Leadership Edge and other things, you know, other experiences or church experiences or whatever that God has brought into their life. But just today I was on a mentoring meeting with a young 20-something entrepreneur in Dallas who both has come to faith in Christ through Leadership Edge and is being mentored through Leadership Edge. And as I look just at the trajectory of his life now and how radically different it was from 2 years ago, You know, that's kind of more of an immediate story. But then two nights from now, Thursday night of this week, we have a board of directors meeting for Leadership Edge. And a couple of those board members were involved in Leadership Edge as mentees 20-something years ago.
Wow, yeah.
And I look at the trajectory of their life and the potential and purpose that has been leveraged in their life. And so I see that this whole vision of blessing and redirecting culture through God-honoring leadership and doing that by providing authentic life-on-life mentoring that impacts the entire life of God-honoring leaders, that's happening. And I just stand here, I guess sit here and just say glory to God. You know, he's the one who birthed this vision. The day that I was walking beside Clark Dorm with that student at TCU, and I'm just like, this is a travesty, it shouldn't be. You know, he's the one who is the father of it all. And I see amazing things that God has done, and a lot of gratefulness that is expressed back to Leadership Edge. And I just say glory to God, because it's all of him and from him and to him and for him and by him. You know, in more recent years, we've moved from being just university focused to where we work really with any people who are aspiring to be God-honoring leaders. It seems like our sweet spot is kind of 18 to 30-ish year olds. But I think we have someone that's been mentored through a Leadership Edge mentor right now that's in their 50s, and somebody in high school. So the spectrum of it has expanded some, but it's still really the same mentoring being done the same way by lots of trained mentors around the country and now in different parts of the world. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, no, that's cool. And are there any things that have surprised you about the way God has used Leadership Edge? Like, are there, I guess, areas where you see it being a significant help to people that are different than what you might have imagined? Or, yeah, like, any thoughts on that?
Well, one thing is the age range. Like, I knew that, by God's grace, this was really helpful and impactful for university undergrad and grad students. But then as God pushed us into working with, you know, people well into their 20s and into their early 30s, I'm like, man, this is working for them, you know. And then as I now see people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that are being mentored, and it's like, and it's working for them, it causes me to see that our approach to Christian mentoring is simple, is biblical, is God-centered and God-dependent. And it's not just for one age group. It really can be relevant to anyone who's wanting to grow to have God-honoring influence in their marriage, family, career, community, church, you know, their spheres of influence. So I think one surprise is that. I think another surprise is I was a very unlikely candidate to start a leadership development organization.
Yeah.
And as I look at where the Lord has brought us now, I just say glory to God, because I know that he's the one that has done it through us. And, you know, now we have a new president, you know, Todd Melvey. I keep saying new. He's been with us almost 3 years now. But
yeah,
and I guess a surprise has just been how perfect a next leader God brought to us. You know, usually nonprofits, especially, well, really any size nonprofits, they tend to not transition well from the founder to the next leader. And there's lots of reasons for that, but God brought us a leader who is a really great fit for our organization. And I say that even 3 years, you know, after he's been with us, and is really taking us to places that I was never able to take us to. And so I guess the surprise has been just how faithful and kind God has been in bringing Todd to be our next president, and how well he has blessed Todd and mine and Todd's working relationship to where I still work full-time for Leadership Edge, but he's my boss and I yield to him, and he wants every bit of me he can get and then some in terms of just my participation with him in Leadership Edge. And maybe one last thing is just that I think any growing Christian can be a mentor. I think sometimes we have this idea of, well, who am I to think I could mentor someone? And I'm like, well, you're a Christian. That's who you are. And God's given you the gospel, and he's teaching you to believe him. And so I think that the opportunity to tap into the potential and the purpose, it's not just for me, it's for any growing Christian. And I think that the reason God launched Leadership Edge, I don't think at all, was just to kind of give me something to do. It was to be a part of raising up mentors all around the country and the world who would believe God, that that God could leverage, use the lessons he's taught them to invest and pour into others prayerfully.
Awesome, so, Dad.
I'll keep it at that, but those are some of the surprises and joyous surprises.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, so as we wrap up, tell us like a specific Leadership Edge story that stirs you to keep at it.
That stirs me to keep at it. Well, I'm always cautious on recorded things to not give personal information about people that they haven't given me permission to share, even though it would be very positive. But I was with a medical resident last week who was mentored through Leadership Edge during his undergraduate years. And he's now married. They have three kids. He's a medical resident in a very difficult aspect of medicine. And life's challenging. Life is really challenging.
Yeah.
And yet I see how faithfully he walks with the Lord God, even in the midst of really long days and long nights. I see the desire he has to honor the Lord in his marriage and his family, his career, his community, his church. I see just, you know, kind of his personal godliness and yet also his great humility. And what's on his heart are really important things. Like part of our conversation was just how he wanted to grow more and more in terms of generosity and being generous with others. And you could hear that, well, heck, he's a doctor, he's making a lot of money. Well, he will one day, but right now he's a medical resident and they don't make much money at all. And yet even in a time where they're really having to make every penny count, he's wanting to grow in generosity. And usually with a man, that's really an indicator that God's got hold of his heart.
Yeah.
And so I look at that and I remember an event we were at years ago where he started crying about the fellow student that was at Duke at that time who had been mentored through Leadership Edge, who had led him to Christ. And how God used that student and then Leadership Edge as part of the means by which the whole trajectory of this man's life has been changed. And I just say glory to God.
Yeah. You know,
only God can do that.
Yeah.
And yet this young man that I was with last week makes me hope I live a long, long time, because it will be a joy to watch the adventure he lives out with God as God's man in his spheres of influence.
Yeah. Man. That's cool, Dad. Well, and I think, like, kind of my takeaway from today is just, I think this is an encouraging episode as far as just hearing, like, both how God was bringing things together in a way that you couldn't even see, and I don't know, kind of taking the real needs of the real world and allowing you to play a part in that. I don't know, I just think that's really encouraging, and so yeah, that's kind of my takeaway for today. Thanks so much for sharing with us. You want to close us for today?
Well, I just want to encourage the listeners that, again, Christian mentoring is not just for me. It's for every Christian. God has given all of us experiences of knowing him and the gospel message of Jesus Christ and of growing in faith and faithfulness, even if we're a very young Christian. And I encourage all of you to think about prayerfully investing in the life of a younger believer around you. And if you'd like help in doing that, you can go to our website, www.lead-edge.com, and find all kinds of resources on Christian mentoring, and you can sign up there for mentor training classes that we have every few months, and they will be a great way for you to get equipped. But I hope that you'll never, ever say, well, who am I to mentor someone else or to put myself forward as a mentor? Because you're a Christian, you're a child of God, and he has given you gifts and experiences and the blessings of him that can be of great benefit to those around you. So I hope that you'll step forward to do that. So Laura, that's what I have to say.
Great. Thanks so much, Dad. And thanks, listeners, for joining us.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.